I would ask you today, where is your trust? We talk about a great God, and we talk about a healing God, and we talk about a delivering God, we talk about a saving God, but I ask you today, where is your trust? In the book of Jeremiah, God is speaking to the people of God. As we start with verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with a point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst our children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the hills, high hills. There's something going on in Jerusalem with these people right now. The Lord says the sin or the chata or the ability for them to miss the mark or go an opposite way from that which God has instructed them to go. And the pen of iron is talking about the strength of this pen. And the diamond represents the sharpness and the hardness of, you know, a diamond is one of the hardest alloys that you could ever use. It cuts through glass. It does everything. They use diamonds for everything now because of their sharpness and their ability to yield to different heights and different heats. And they are just great. Well, God has said, I'm going to use this diamond. And I'm going to wrap on graven up on the table. I'm going to write and seal it up on the table of your heart to let you know that I have the ability to pierce anything that's separating you from me. And even upon the horns of your altar. When it talks about horns, it's talking about the word. When it's talking about the word, it says, I'm going to take my pen, my authority, my dominion, my anointing, and I'm going to use my finger, and I'm going to write, I'm going to seal this upon your heart, and I will separate you from it. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees up on the high hills. They're setting a bad example for their children. The children don't remember what they were taught in the beginning. And that is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. See how important it is that we live a life that's circumspectly in front of our children? It makes a difference. The scripture says, grow up a child, I'm paraphrasing, in the way of the Lord. When they are old, they will not depart from it. They will depart from it if they see you depart.
Amen. Come on now. Come on now.
On my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil and thy high places for sin, my God. And my high place and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. When it's talking about borders, it's talking about territory enclosed. That's letting you know he's not actually talking about field, but he's talking about the intents of a man's heart and his spirit. Through all thy borders. And God is saying, your substance. Substance deals with, a lot of this substance deals with your, now God had blessed them, don't get it wrong, they were very blessed. They had need of nothing. God supplied all their needs according to his riches and glory in himself. He had supplied their needs, but now God's going to take all this stuff away from them. When it talks about substance, it's talking about your wealth, your vigor, your strength, and your virtue. Look at what God's going to take from them because they have allowed sin to be at the high place of their hearts. Oh, my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures. And remember, in the New Testament, it tells us that these earthen vessels, the treasures of these earthen vessels which are in us. And see, it's talking about, you have to look at the way God is talking in his word. He's trying to let us know that there's treasures within us that he has the ability to take from us.
Amen.
Or in other words, to allow you to relinquish. and all thy treasures to the spoil in thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders, or throughout all thy territory that is enclosed in you. And thou even thyself, thou this shalt discontinue from the heritage that I gave thee. My goodness. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not, for ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Let me tell you, show you what's going on here. So that I will need to make it plain. God's going to give all their wealth to the Babylonians.
Uh-huh.
Mm. All of your high places have become sin.
Right.
Your high-mindedness.
Right.
Things that you have put before me. This is where we're talking about, you have put man before me.
Uh-huh.
You worship each other instead of me. You worship your monies instead of me. You worship your gold instead of me. You worship your husband and your wives and your children instead of me. And I have told you that you shall have no other God that is before me. But you, in spite of this, you have decided that you'll put your confidence in the arm of flesh or in humanity and not in spirituality. Listen closely, because this is where I was this week. Amen. And thou, even thou shalt continue, thou shalt discontinue from thy heritage, and that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thy enemies, and in the land which thou knowest, or observe, or don't even recognize. God said, I'm finna put you in limbo. I'm finna put you in limbo to an enemy that, not an enemy that you've been fighting, but an enemy you don't have no clue who they are. How many times have you found yourself in the midst of enemies and you don't even know who they are? Not just men and women, but even the enemies of your own life. You find yourself caught up in things going on in your life, and you're trying to figure out, where did they come from? How did they get there? How did I get to this place in my life? And unfortunately, you don't find any answers for it. I found out, pastors, that what God was saying was, seeing that you can't find the answers for your problems, why don't you trust in me? You've turned to the arm of flesh, and it hasn't been able to help you. Well, nowadays, when folks turn to the arm of flesh, they go to soothsayers or palm readers. You'd be amazed at the saints or church folks that go to palm readers thinking they're going to tell them something. Some folks get up in the morning and don't even open up their Bible. They open up the newspaper because they have the horoscopes in it.
Come on now.
And they live their day condition according to that horoscope.
Uh-huh.
God is saying, stop using your horoscopes. Folks, I'm going to say, you an Aries. I said, what that mean? What you supposed to be doing? I don't. What you supposed to, I don't. Don't mean anything.
Amen.
It's the way you serve God. Commit yourself to God. Study to show yourself approved. Pray without ceasing. Meditate upon that which you have read.
Amen.
And nobody got to come to you, Pastor Keys, you know you ain't doing right. You ain't got to do that to him, because in here,
amen,
says, I got to come on.
Come on now.
I got to make some changes.
Amen.
You know how you can find out if you trusted in your arm of flesh,
yeah,
or in your own humanity, when you don't hear God say, it's time to make some changes.
My Lord. Right.
When you don't hear God speak to you and show you from within that you're headed down the wrong road.
Come on now.
Amen.
You made a left turn. Let me show you how simple this is. I was going home, right? I was going home, and I was getting ready to get on. I was getting ready to go out to Davidson. I was going to go out 75 to the Davidson. And I know it was God said, don't want to go that way. Go down to Oakman. And take Oakman down to Davidson. No. I got this. So I decide, I get on the freeway, up the ramp, I'm flying, all of a sudden, You know how long I sat there trying to get on the Davidson? A good 15 minutes. And you know what I heard in my spirit? I thought I said it. Don't go the way you're planning on going, but go a different way. Sometimes God is trying to instruct us to do something totally different from what we got in our minds. But because we trust our humanity and we yield to our flesh in the way we think, we do what we want to do. And it costs us time. So a lot of times it costs us money. You know how we are. We're going to do it our own way. I said after that, Lord, I'm going to listen to you. Did I? No. Reason I'm saying no is because I'm still dwelling on this other thing that I'm waiting to take place. That don't look like it's going to take place. But listen, I've got so much confidence, Therese, in my power of prayer that God's going to make it happen.
Yeah.
But all the time I'm hearing God say, not today, buddy. Not today. I heard God say, because I'm going to allow you to learn from this situation. Right. When I heard him say that, I was like, ugh. That's when I called First Lady up. I said, you know what? You're right. God is about to teach me a lesson. I will never trust in nothing but God.
Amen.
That mess almost gave me a heart attack.
Amen.
I had anxiety attacks. I had all kinds of stuff going on up in here.
Amen.
One time I was sitting there going, Lord, I ain't about to die, am I? I questioned the authority of God in my life because of what was going on in my life that I had created from trusting in my own flesh and not in the power of God.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That mess was going on. Verse 5. And thus saith the Lord. Listen to this. Verse 5. And thus saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord.
Come on now.
Cursed be the man that does what? Trusted in man.
All right.
Ooh, Lord, let me knock. I'm knocking. I'm knocking on your hearts and your minds. I'm hoping you heard it. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that have confidence or places confidence in man. When you see the word cursed in the Hebrew, it means that you're moving towards destruction. Guess who's not doing it? God's not doing it. Guess who's not doing it? Satan's not doing it. Guess who's doing it? You. One of the guys, they just made him, trustee at his church. He'd been there for about 20 years, off and on. After his wife died, he really got involved in church. Well, they made him trustee. And he stopped me. He said, can I ask you a question, Rabbi? Sure. He said, what is it that you trust in the most to do the job you do? I said, God. He said, there ain't no other people. I said, God. If you trust in God first, God will give you godly people.
Amen.
If you trust in the arm of flesh first, God don't give you carnal people. What I mean by carnal, that are those folks that can be super spiritual and be fleshly at the same time.
Amen.
So you don't know what you're getting. You might as well went to Burger King. I can go to Burger King, done whole lettuce. Heavy on the pickles. They had a slogan, wasn't it? Go to Burger King, have it your own way. Well, that's what we've been doing. We've been having it our own way, and then we want to wonder why I'm caught up in all this hell.
Amen.
And then we spend all this time rebuking the devil. I rebuke thee, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, when you gonna teach them?
My Lord.
To leave me alone. You done already made it so I can't bother them. So why you keep letting them belittle my name? Every time something happens, they want to blame me. Folks on the east side blame me. Folks on the west side blame me. Don't they know I'm not omnipresent? I can't be every place at the same time?
Come on now. Come on here.
Instead of saying, you know, Lord, I messed up.
Uh-huh.
I need your help.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Can you help me?
Amen.
Wrote this down. God will condemn any child of God who trusts and relies on mankind, making weak, faulty human flesh his strength, whose mind turns away from the Lord.
Amen.
We have no idea how serious this thing is. It's serious. Everybody wants to make heaven their home. But nobody wants to do what you got to do to make it that way.
Amen.
You believe this? I'm almost done. Don't say a word. For he, verse 6, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. We know what salt does. Nothing grows on salt. If you eat too much salt, it'll affect you. That shows you the destruction or the blessing of the salt. Too much salt gives you high blood pressure. Not enough salt, you get cramps. So what do? Listen to this. Putting trust in the arm of flesh puts you in a position that causes you not to be able to see your blessing when it comes your way. How you going to see God if you can't recognize God?
Come on now.
And you can't recognize God if all your confidence is in flesh.
Come on now.
You're going to always recognize flesh before you do God.
Yeah.
Look at what's going on in the country. One of these rappers, I don't know his name, some girl broke in his house. You might have saw it on the news. She broke in his house while he was away, went into his bedroom, stole his underwear, put on his jackets, and got busted. And he pressed charges to the full extent of the law. So you got to wear this man's underwear and play in his jackets. Now you're going to do 5 years. Whose underwear are you going to wear now? Most folks would align themselves and say, well, the devil made her do it. No, her flesh made her do it because she was lusting after something that didn't belong to her. And we know that lust can find itself in flesh. You can read stories like that all over the country with folks doing dumb stuff. And some of these folks are so caught up in their flesh, they decide that they're going to kill somebody. Years ago, they asked this guy, why did you shoot her? Because I loved her. Well, if you got that kind of attitude, if you desire your flesh that out of control, don't love me. Don't ever love on me. Blessed is the man that trusted the Lord and whose hope is what? In the Lord. Blessed. Not only happy are you, when you trust in the Lord or you have your confidence in the Lord. And the reason you're happy when you have your confidence in the Lord because you see things differently. Tragedy don't look like tragedy. Heartbreak don't feel like heartbreak.
Come on now.
Sickness don't so much feel like sickness. Now you know you're in it. And you know you're dealing with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
but you press through it.
Yes.
Why? Because of your confidence in your God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Go to Psalms 118. Folks crying out. Yeah, 118 and 8. Folks crying out, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Well, he ain't forsaken me. You just moved to a different atmosphere.
Yeah. Make it plain.
God don't want to live where you move to. Because we already know, God killed flesh on the cross. Jesus said, why have you forsaken me? That's because God couldn't look upon him. Look at the two, look at the contrast. He came up out of the water. The Lord said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. I'm exuberantly pleased over what he's doing. And then on the cross, he don't even look, can't look at it. Because his flesh has become like sin. So, ask yourself this question. If you are trusting in the arm of flesh, and not in God, what is God not going to do? If he didn't look on his own son because of the sin, because of the nasty and ugly flesh, if you're dwelling in your flesh, he's not going to what? He's not going to stop loving you. But he's not going to look on you. That's why we have to be transformed, renewed in our minds. So if we're renewed in our minds, then we can change our way of thinking, our ideas change, our principles change. Now we're looking to satisfy and to lift up Jesus. Amen. Verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. The breakdown there, it's better to trust in God than to put your confidence in the arm of flesh. The reason it talks about the arm of flesh, I'm talking about the arm, because arm represents your strength. Don't put no trust in your strength. It is better to trust in the Lord, 9, than to put your confidence in princes. That means put your confidence in folks that are in high places. Let me tell you, folks, I know boulders. I'm around a lot of boulders. And there are times when I see where younger boulders put older boulders on a pedestal. And they worship them. Because they have established a name for themselves. There are folks that worship basketball players and football players and hockey players, and they really worship soccer players. But that's not where their confidence is supposed to be. And we tend to worship ourselves more than we do anybody else. God wants our trust, our confidence. You know, he wants our unadulterated lives to solely focus on who he is, what he is, and the work that he has already done. I'm going to tell you something, baby. Flesh will make you forget all that. That human nature, that's why it's called the human nature. Because it means it's the nature or the character of a human being. And he is downright scandalous.
Yeah.
You don't think so? Close your eyes and think about some of the stuff you think you've done and got away with.
My Lord.
And then look forward, look ahead, and remember that you didn't get away with it. It cost you something. Amen. Whose trust are you confiding in? Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 7. Then I won't be done. Oh, you got Pastor Arnie's laughing now. Every time I say it. Paul said, I came to preach the gospel of Jesus. I came to preach the gospel to you. I'm not going to preach the gospel of men, but I'm going to preach the gospel of God. When You know how you preach the gospel of men? Because you're preaching to folks something that you heard some man say instead of something that you know is there in the scripture.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Verse 7, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to
men.
Now, I know I keep saying men, but that's talking about you too, ladies. Look here. We got a job to do. And there were millions of obstacles in front of us trying to separate us from what we have to do for God. And we just have to make up in our mind that we're going to trust in the Lord with all our might, with all our spirit, all our heart. And guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to lean to our own understanding. Because when you begin to lean to your own understanding, you submit yourself to your own carnal tendencies. And when you submit yourself to your own carnal tendencies, you got a problem. Because guess what you're not going to hear? God. You know why you're not going to hear God? Because the scripture in the Revelation says, let him that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. And the Spirit speaks through what? The Word. And if you can't hear the Word, then you're trusting in you and not in God. I want to look at this thing when it talks about man real quick. Anthropos, an individual of the genus Homo, a human being as distinct from animals, meaning smarter than animals, at least we used to be. You know, it's the truth. There's some animals out there that'll outsmart you in a heartbeat and eat you. They used to call bears dumb. Bears are no longer dumb. Their brain ain't about this big, but they done figured it out how to hunt. And when was the last time you heard of a 600-pound bear running 60 miles an hour? So if you see a bear, just lay down and play dead. And hope he don't like the smell of your flesh. Because unless you can run 60 miles an hour, you are dead meat anyway. Look at the dolphin. They're trying to say that the dolphin's brain is like a human brain. Because they are so intelligent. And you know what they've learned to do that we're still trying to learn to do? Cooperate themselves. They have learned to cooperate themselves. They never work alone. Their intelligence causes them to incorporate themselves with other dolphins. And they all work together as a group, minding the same and doing the same thing. They are able to do what? In greater volumes, hunt, survive. How many understand what I'm saying? I saw an episode of Killer Whales. And they have figured out a way to slide up on the banks or the reefs just enough to get their food. Wait on that penguin. And then work their way back to sea. Now you know, they used to get stuck up there and die there. But by what? Watching and learning, now as a corporate body of killer whales, they have learned how to slide up there, and if they get stuck, one comes by and butts him. We see somebody stuck, we're going to leave him. Especially nowadays, everybody you look at is a potential henchman. You can see a lady on the side of the road. You know she's trying to change the tire. You just go look. And you get ready to stop. And you'll say, nah. She probably got some folks around there waiting on me to get out of my car. That's where we are in life. And the thing about it is, we have come to a place when it comes to things like that, we do resort to our flesh for survival. Amen. With goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. We have to make up in our minds that we are not going to serve the arm of flesh. And the way you serve the arm of flesh is by putting confidence in your ideas, in your principles, in your behavior. What God is saying, I want to transform you and renew you by this word that you read and study, so I can present you as a living sacrifice. I come to the conclusion that for God to set me, forget everybody else. Amen. We're in a race, and God is telling us to have patience in this race. To have patience in this race, you've got to surrender your carnal attitude or your humanity to God. Lord, here I am. I don't have to die on a cross no more, but I do have to represent that cross.
Amen.
And I represent it with humility, honesty, servitude, peace of mind, the joy of the Lord, love. Every trial you've been through to this point was to get you to this point.
Amen.
Every trial you experience after this point, after you leave this building, will be to get you someplace higher than the point that you're at now.
Come on now.
Paul said, we grow, we mature from grace to grace and from glory to glory. That means you leave your grace and you move into his grace. That means you leave the strength of your glory or the strength of your mindset and you move into the strength and the mindset of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We have become the opposite of what God created us for. God created us out of love. We have become haters.
Amen.
Because we have more confidence in what? In the human nature than we do in God. That's why it says there's filial love. That's when you love people who you want to love.
Come on now.
And then you have agape love. That means you love people without restraint, unconditionally. And we might as well make it real, keep it real. We don't love everybody unconditionally.
Amen.
Because everybody don't do it the way we think they should do it.
Amen.
Everybody don't love on us the way we try to love on them. So that's when filial love comes in. That's when the human nature decides he found him an opening, a crack, a crevice to slip in. What's that scripture in there? It says something about the creep in and the unaware. It's in Jude. It's in the book of Jude. Shall creep in the unaware. You know what your unawares are? Your unawares are your circumstances, your situations, your weaknesses, your hurts, your pain, your sicknesses, your family relationships, your relationship. That's your unaware. And flesh is looking for an occasion to creep into one of those areas of your life that separates you from one person, God. And you'll find out if he can separate you from God, he'll separate you from lots of folks.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody stand.